Welcome to the Steep Angle Podcast, the podcast fueled by a life of powdered slopes, ripping good single tracks, healthy living, and the tools and people that help us along the way. Energized by motion, exploration, and the celebration of life, we hope you find inspiration in what we share. Be courageous, be curious, and chase your adventure. I'm your host, Daniel, and this is Steep Angle. Hi everybody, and thanks for tuning in. Today is Thursday, March 11th, 2021, and it looks like Old Man Winter isn't quite ready to call it a season just yet, because snow has arrived and it will continue through Saturday. That means that Arizona Snow Bowl will most likely be pretty busy this weekend. With more crowds comes more potential for accidents. I saw quite a few up there last weekend, and some of them were just downright bad. To the extent that, for some, the season was cut short due to injuries sustained from a collision. It seems like this season there have been more accidents and collisions than I've seen in seasons past. Maybe it's the same amount and I'm just more aware of them, or maybe it's the passing of Arizona Prop 207 that's causing the increase in accidents. Who knows? But one thing I do know is that it seems like there has been an uptick in reckless behavior on that mountain of late, and I get the impression that mountain safety just isn't top of the list for many. I get that Arizona Snow Bowl is not liable for collisions that occur among skiers and snowboarders, but I feel that more can be done to promote a culture of safety while on the mountain. My buddy Dominic and I, along with other parents, have started the discussion about things that can be done to improve the awareness and importance of safety while snow riding. As it stands right now, ski resorts are not required to report accidents, and maybe that's a start. Demanding that they be more transparent about accidents that occur may be a step in one direction. But that may be an uphill battle, met with much pushback. One crazy thought I had was to borrow something from the manufacturing plant playbook and have a bulletin board that reads, "It's been this many days since the last reported accident," followed by a number. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. But I would be interested to hear what some of you may have to say about this. Can more be done to promote safety at ski resorts? And if so, what can be done? I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this subject, so leave us a comment on this episode's webpage. A link will be provided in the show notes. Enough with the Debbie Downer stuff. Don't forget that next weekend, Saturday, March 20th, and Sunday, March 21st, is the Grand Canyon Invitational at Arizona Snow Bowl. This event will be hosted by the Flagstaff Ski Club, so come on out for a fun weekend on the slopes. If you feel the need for speed, then get yourself registered and help support the club. Open invitations for ages 5 and up, and online registration is available at www.flagstaffskiclub.org. That's www.flagstaffskiclub.org. Registration will be open until Friday, March 19th at noon, and there will not be any in-person registration, so be sure to hop on your computer and register online before noon on March 19th. Again, ask a millennial for help if needed to complete the online registration. Registration fees are $20 for Flagstaff ski and snowboard team members and $25 for non-members. So come on out and join the fun, and if you happen to see me, stop by and say hi. In about 2 weeks' time, my boy and I will be traveling to the Southern Series Championships that will be held at Purgatory Ski Resort in Durango, Colorado, where hard-eared helmets are required for the giant slalom. And just before I was about to drop a decent amount of change on a new helmet, another parent on the team gave me one that belonged to their kid when they were just my son's age, along with a race suit. And not just any race suit, but one with a rich legacy of former Flagstaff ski team racers. This was an amazing gesture, and Cynthia, if you're listening, thank you. My son will wear his newfound swag with pride. Things have been warming up in the backcountry, so beware of low tide areas below treeline. But some northerly to easterly aspect slopes near and above treeline have a snowpack over a meter in many areas, but the approach may be challenging, like crampons and ice axe challenging. Wind slabs and loose wet continue to be problems of late, but the aforementioned incoming snowfall may change that. I wouldn't be surprised to see storm slabs show up for a hot minute as another avalanche problem. So be sure to check the Kachina Peaks Avalanche Center, or KPAC as we locals like to call it, at www.kachinapeaks.org. That's www.kachinapeaks.org for the latest forecast and know before you go. This week I'm trying something a little different. I met up with some athletes and coaches on the mountain for a quick chat under a segment I'm calling Lot 6 Discussions. Lot 6 is where most of the team tends to congregate before training or for the lunchtime tailgate. It's a fun way to connect with members of the team, and the following is a Lot 6 discussion with one of the athletes as well as one of the coaches. Let's listen to what they had to say.
Dropping.
So we're here again at Lot 6 at Arizona Snow Bowl. It's Friday, March 5th, and I'm joined here by one of Flagstaff Alpine Ski Team's all-mountain athletes, Philip. How's it going?
Good.
Are you looking forward to training today?
Yes.
What are some of the things that you're looking forward to the most to do with your ski team today?
Terrain park.
So you're looking forward to hitting some of the jumps in the terrain park?
Yes.
Well, that sounds exciting. I was here last week during the giant slalom race, and you did pretty well. In fact, you got first place. Was that your first time running gates?
Yes.
Tell me about that experience for you. Did you enjoy running gates?
Yes.
What do you like doing more? Do you like racing more, or do you like kind of like the freestyle jumping type stuff?
I like racing.
Yeah? You think you like racing better?
Yeah.
What about racing do you enjoy the most?
Big slalom. Big giant.
Big giant slalom.
So big giant slalom. Now, do you like giant slalom better than regular slalom?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because you get to go faster.
So you get to go faster. And that's what it's all about, right? Just going fast?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you heard it here, folks. Straight from the Phillip's mouth, he likes to go fast, and therefore he is Team Fast.
Oh, yes.
So we're here at Lot 6 for another quick episode of Lot 6 Discussions, and I'm joined here by Coach Halley. Coach Halley, tell me, how much have you enjoyed coaching this season?
Oh, I've loved it so much. All the kids are just so excited to be here, and they're amazing skiers. They, you know, listen for the most parts and take all my advice, and it's pretty rewarding to see how much they've come.
Yeah, they've done a great job this season. Is this your first time coaching?
Yeah, it is. I grew up on ski team as a kid, and so this is my first time coaching. And so I kind of had the details behind it, but this is, you know, finally doing it.
So like many other coaches on the team, you've done the transition from athlete to coach. How are you finding that transition?
Pretty great. I mean, I learned to become a great skier, and now I get to impart my wisdom.
Well, there you go. That's Coach Halley. Thanks for joining. Can't wait to see you after your river trip.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care.
Well, that's it for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed the new Lot 6 discussion segment. Shout out to Philip and Coach Halley. You both are really good sports. Shout out again to Cynthia for the racing swag, and shout out to all my listeners from California, Texas, Florida, my home state, Colorado, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Arkansas, Mexico, and Germany. Love the support, and God bless you all. If you didn't hear your state or country, not to worry, because you are still loved. Next week, my son and I, along with our buddies Dominic and Philip, will be ski-bumming it to Vail and Copper Mountain, and we'll be taking the show on the road. Not sure how it's going to play out yet, but I'll figure something out. Don't forget to subscribe to us at iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Android, Spotify, or Amazon Podcasts. Emotional support this week provided by Giant Bicycles, because after all, mountain biking is the underrated, drug-free antidepressant. So if you have a mountain bike and you're feeling down, then get on it and start pedaling. You will immediately feel better. So until next time, bye for now.